This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, Georgia's making its name in the wine world, and our little town of Dahlonega's really making its name. And I have in the studio David Zunker. He is the tourism director for Dahlonega and Lumpkin County, and he's here to discuss one of the milestones for the state of Georgia. And you have a really big announcement to make, that one of the awards or prestigious announcements for Dahlonega.
It's really a designation, and it's a federal designation. We've been so excited and anxiously awaiting this. This is the Dahlonega Plateau American Viticultural Area designation from the federal government.
Now, what exactly does that mean, David?
That really means that this defines the wine's geographic area, climate, geology, all that. It means that Dahlonega now has been identified alongside some other areas that are also AVAs, like Sonoma, Napa, Finger Lakes, Texas Wine Country, Texas Hill Country, that area. You know, it's just remarkable that Dahlonega is emerging, has been emerging as a wine destination for now a number of years, since the late 1990s when the first grapes were planted in North Georgia, and it's remarkable, and it's really exciting that we've got this designation now.
Congratulations. So of all the North Georgia counties, Dahlonega's really emerged as the premier wine-making vineyard in the North Georgia mountains.
And it's really because of our elevation and climate and the geology and the geography of Dahlonega and Lumpkin County, and White County is actually also a part of this AVA, American Viticultural Area designation. But yeah, mostly it's because this is the perfect place to grow grapes. 1,300 to 1,800 feet elevation is just ideal. The fact that we get a lot of sun, we get rain in the spring, we have hillsides that allow the rain to sort of siphon off, and it's just spectacularly beautiful country too. It's not just the fact that we can grow grapes up there, but it's the fact that it is such a wonderful place to visit. And we've got 8 wineries within the AVA, again crossing over between Lumpkin County and White County. And those wineries are very different. They each have their uniqueness.
They are so very different. Mm-hmm. And you can take different tours, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But one of the biggest misnomers that people think about North Georgia and Georgia wines is that they're going to be sweet wines.
Right.
And that's primarily the wines that come out of South Georgia, correct?
That's correct. Our wines are more vinifera, from vinifera grapes, and that means that they're mostly dry wines. And so what I compare this to, and the fact that we've got this designation now, I don't know if your listeners remember a movie called Bottle Shock. Several decades ago, there was this movie that was created that profiled and documented what California's experience was when they decided to very brashly and boldly go into the business of competing against international wines, including the French. And so they decided to put themselves on the world stage. And it was a big surprise when California wines won a lot of competitions in international competitions and became well-known, internationally known, for quality wine.
Mm-hmm.
And what the AVA, the Dahlonega Plateau, means is it's essentially a guarantee that these wines are top-notch. They're producing excellent, excellent wines that are competing very well on the world stage already. We're emerging as a domestic wine destination.
Some of the vineyards are producing 100% of all the grapes that are going into their own wines, which is very rare.
That's correct. And that's one of the requirements of the AVA designation, is that it's not quite 100%. It doesn't have to be 100%, but it's close. But yes, there's what you're experiencing when you taste a Dahlonega Plateau wine, or wines that are created in that area, is you're experiencing Dahlonega's geography, Dahlonega's geology. You know, people refer to the taste of wine by its mineral taste, mm-hmm. or its brightness, or its brashness, or its hints of this and hints of that. And those wines that are being produced in the Dahlonega Plateau will have that similarity, will have those similarities. But on the other hand, the wineries themselves are very different.
You know, I just went on a mini wine tour of Dahlonega over the summer, stayed at a couple of bed and breakfasts, and I was surprised at how different the wines were from vineyard to vineyard. Mm-hmm. And you would think that over a close region from several miles apart that they would have a very similar taste, but they were very different in taste.
First of all, each one of our Dahlonega wineries has distinctive architecture and great mountain views, and they have tasting rooms, and they also can accommodate weddings. The experience that you have is also complemented with the fact that sometimes those the wines that they're producing are different in taste.
Mm-hmm.
And but mostly they're dry wines, although there are some wines that are infused with a little bit of sweetness. And there are some wonderful sparkling wines that are being created as well. For example, Wolf Mountain has won a lot of awards for some of their sparkling wines. So the wineries themselves are different. The wines themselves are different. And the experience is unique for every winery that you go to. It ranges from California casual to Tuscany. You might feel like you've just crossed the pond and landed in Tuscany. You've also got a rustic North Georgia feel to one of our wineries, and you've got a winery up in the Dahlonega Plateau that actually has spectacular 360-degree mm-hmm. views of the mountains. So a little bit of everything. And so when people come here from Atlanta or from anywhere, you can sort of customize your experience depending on what you're looking for, and you can have a different experience every time you come.
Now, David, you said that when the wineries win awards, are those wines going up against California wines when they win these awards? Or are they just going against other Dahlonega wines?
Oh, no. They're going against other domestic California as well as other places, including some international wines. So, absolutely. And they're winning these awards. Like, for example, Wolf has won San Francisco Chronicle and Los Angeles International Wine Competitions. Frogtown mm-hmm. has done the same. And then also a lot of our wineries are competing in Georgia wine competitions and doing exceptionally well as well. So, it's remarkable how we are emerging as a force in the wine industry.
Okay, let's break these vineyards down. Let's start with, Wolf Mountain. You just mentioned Wolf Mountain. Kind of give us an overview about the vineyard and what a visitor can expect.
Well, first of all, spectacular views from on top of the mountain. They're at 10,000 feet of square feet of vineyards and wine production. They have a craftsman style cottage facility that's absolutely mm-hmm. gorgeous. The wines that are there are European in style, with more in style than California. They use French, Hungarian, American oak barrels for aging to bring out rich fruit without excessive oak. They have estate vineyards. They're home to plantings of Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, Syrah, Tannat, Touriga Nationale. They blend those to create reserve estate red wines, and they also have whites and rosés, and as I mentioned, they also have sparklings. They also have a great restaurant, and it's open on weekends for brunch, and it's just extraordinary. And again, those views are just exceptional from on top of the mountain.
And I find that when you do these tastings, the price you pay for these tastings is very reasonable. On average, what is it, about
somewhere between $8 to $12 for tasting. It's really very reasonable, and glasses of wine are similarly, the cost is about the same.
Yeah, and you get nice, heavy pours, I think, for what you get.
Yes, that sometimes does happen.
You get a nice, heavy-handed pour with that.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, let's go to Frogtown Cellars next.
Another award-winning producer. They are an exceptional winemaker. They have 25 different grape varieties on 44 acres. Some of the reds are Sangiovese. I love talking about wine because you can use a little bit of French.
Yes, you know, I love the accent.
Yes, it's wonderful. Tannat, Touriga Nationale, Norton, which is also known as Cynthiana, and Merlot. And their whites include a Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay, and they have lots of proprietary blends.
Okay. And how long does it generally take to go to Dahlonega? It's pretty much a straight shot, isn't it?
Straight up 400, about an hour, maybe an hour, 10 minutes. It's an easy drive out of Atlanta, and it's a really nice drive.
Very nice drive. And like I said, we're going to talk about the different wine tours. So you don't have to drive these tours by yourself after you've had a couple of tastings. There are several companies where you can jump on a wine bus, and it takes you from winery to winery and then back to your hotel or back to your bed and breakfast. So we are speaking with David Zunker. He's the tourism director for Dahlonega and Lumpkin County, and we're discussing wineries in Dahlonega and Lumpkin County and how accessible they are from the Atlanta area and what a treat it is to have it so close to home, these award-winning wineries so close to Atlanta. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. So you're thinking about getting away to Dahlonega for a wine getaway weekend. Well, it's so easy. And we're here to tell you all about that with David Zunker. He's the tourism director for Dahlonega and Lumpkin County. And you can either start in Atlanta and work your way through a bus for the wine tour, or you can drive yourself to Dahlonega. So tell us how to do that, David.
That's right. There are two services, well, more than two services, actually, in the Atlanta area. One is called Georgia Wine Tours, and the other one is Wine Tours of Georgia.
Okay.
So all you have to do is flip those things. That's one option. There's also a place called VIP Tours up in White County. So if you drive up to Dahlonega and miss the turnoff and you end up in White County, you can just come back by way of VIP Tours. And then there's in Dahlonega, once you're in Dahlonega, if you want to stay overnight or stay for the weekend, there are a couple of services. One is Appalachian Transportation right downtown on the square. There's also DSH Transportation Services, which is affiliated with Dahlonega Square Hotel. There's mm-hmm. the DSH. And then there's also Mama's Taxi. Mama's Taxi is just an extraordinary experience. Martha, who likes to go by Mama, will let you know everything and everywhere that you need to go in Dahlonega, and she knows everything that's going on. It's just a remarkable experience to spend the day or a couple of days with Mama.
Okay, so these are services that will take you from winery to winery.
Correct. It could be a several winery experience. You could have more than one, more than two, more than three. Depends. You can pretty much customize your experience just letting them know. And then it's kind of a step-on, step-off sort of experience where you will go to the wineries and the shuttle will actually wait for you.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really cool opportunity to experience the wineries with no muss, no fuss, and no worries.
Okay, and you can find those. Does the Dahlonega Tourism have a website?
We do, dahlonega.org. So it's real simple, and Dahlonega is D-A-H-L-O-N-E-G-A, dahlonega.org.
I've never spelled that correctly in my entire life.
Well, but you can pronounce it correctly, and that's a really good thing. You get kudos for that.
Thank you. Well, I grew up in Blue Ridge, so if I couldn't, I should be kicked out.
Right.
But
and the other thing is, you know, we've just got wonderful places for people to stay, whether it's B&B or traditional hotel or boutique hotels walkable to the square, just a lot of different options, or even staying in a log cabin dating to the 1820s or staying in mountain villas next to Montaluce, which give you the feel of staying in Tuscany.
And we'll talk about Montaluce and their vineyard coming up next. You're listening to Atlanta Living, talking about wine in Dahlonega, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, the Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley have nothing on Dahlonega and its wine country. And that's coming straight from the horse's mouth, Southern Living. And David Zunker is here from the Tourism Board to tell us all about that. And that's actually was in print, wasn't it, David?
Yeah, we were really excited about that, the fact that Southern Living is now calling us the Napa of the South. And then just last week, when the Dahlonega Plateau designation was finalized and we got word of that, the Southern Living actually did a story about the Dahlonega Plateau, and the headline was Another Reason to Visit America's Favorite Christmas Town.
Oh.
So not only are we a destination for wine and wineries and festivals and things like that, but we're also a wonderful place to spend the holidays.
And, you know, pan for gold.
And the
Consolidated Gold Mine, and we'll talk about that too. Right. Okay, so we left off and we're getting to one of my favorite wineries, and that's Montelucci.
Montelucci is one of those places that you have to speak of with your hands.
Okay, I'm with you.
Montelucci is absolutely gorgeous. Again, it's one of those wineries that feels like you've left the country.
Oh, absolutely.
And that you've traveled internationally because it has a very Tuscan flair, and with Italian architecture, it's absolutely stunning. They do traditional winemaking of popular varietals such as Syrah and Pinot Noir and Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc. And
you know what I love most about their Chardonnay is that it's un-oaked.
Yes.
And I don't like a real oaky Chardonnay, and they age it or do whatever they do in still tanks.
Correct.
And that's why I love their Chardonnay.
Chardonnay is often described as tasting buttery, and that mm-hmm. is one of the best examples of that.
Yes, they do a fabulous Chardonnay. I digress. Go ahead.
Well,
David.
They also produce a mead. A lot of people don't know what mead is. When you say meadery, they think you're talking about meat. And we're not talking about meat. We're talking about mead, which is one of the oldest forms of wine, actually wine created from honey. And not only does Montelucci do that, but now we have a new winery in Dahlonega. It's called Etowah Meadery. It's a meadery, and they make wine from honey. And they're getting a lot of attention these days,
mm-hmm.
too. But Montelucci, they have a great restaurant on site that has won all sorts of awards. I'm not sure that I can correctly pronounce that. It's Le Vigne. It is a French word, you know?
Sure.
And they also offer wine tours of wine hikes. And it's a wonderful experience. You can actually walk among the vines, which is almost a mystical, spiritual experience. It's absolutely wonderful. And you can rent Tuscan villas right there.
Really?
Absolutely.
I didn't know. Are some of those houses private?
They are, but they're managed. And some of the houses are private, and some of them are available for rent. Some of the ones you see up on the ridge.
Absolutely. It's like you said, it's like you've just transported yourself to a Tuscan village. It's gorgeous.
It's
I
lovely.
Didn't know that any of those were for rent. And I was at the restaurant sitting out on the balcony when a thunderstorm came in, and sitting out there with the rain and then the fog set in over the vineyards. It was so picturesque. It was just beautiful.
It's magical. Absolutely.
And so they were one of the first.
They were actually not. But Kaya, which is actually a reinvention of Blackstock winery, was.
Okay.
And we like to refer to them as the founding wineries of North Georgia. That would include Three Sisters Winery, Wolf, Frogtown, and what was Blackstock, but is now Kaya.
Okay.
And Kaya is best known probably for the panoramic views that they have, spectacular 360-degree views of the mountains up there, absolutely gorgeous. And they also have estate-grown grapes.
What does that mean, estate-grown grapes?
It just means that they make the wine from the grapes that are grown on the property.
Okay.
So when when it's referred to as estate-grown wines, that's what they're talking about. Almost all of our wineries have the ability to produce estate wines, or Dahlonega Plateau wines,
mm-hmm.
From grapes grown on the property or estate. So, you know, if you have like 5 acres of grapes, you can produce 5 to 10 to 15 acres of grapes, you can be producing some local wines. And we're calling them Dahlonega Plateau wines.
And that's pretty special. Okay, Three Sisters. It was closed when I was there, so I was there during a weekday, so I didn't get to see Three Sisters.
Three Sisters is your classic farm winery. It feels like a farm. It is a farm.
I drove up there.
It's gorgeous.
I think I trespassed, actually.
It has a barn. The barn has a tin roof. I mean, it is just absolutely beautiful. And the folks that started Three Sisters and still continue to maintain it and manage it and own it, it was Doug Paul. And Doug passed away, unfortunately, about a year and a half ago. He's a fantastic guy, really remarkable guy. You could always see him in his bib overalls, and mm-hmm. he was welcoming and just a terrific person. And Sharon, his wife, has really picked up the mantle, and she is extraordinary. She is a wonderful person. She's also very welcoming, funny, one of the funniest people I know. But the winery itself is really the first farm winery in North Georgia, and it was named not for the fact that there are three sisters. There are not three sisters.
I was getting ready to say, you named males. You didn't name females.
Well, there are Three Sisters is a mountain range, and it's visible from up on top of the ridge that looks down onto Three Sisters.
Okay.
And actually, there's a beautiful place for weddings right there on the top of that hill. But Three Sisters is the backdrop. It's not the family, it's the backdrop.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And the grapes grown there are Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Pinot Blanc, Touriga Nationale, Norton, which they prefer to call Cynthiana, and Vidal Blanc and Pinot Noir. So it's a very family-friendly environment and very extremely laid back, and sometimes they have music on weekends.
Oh, terrific. Okay, now this is, I've not heard of Cavender.
Cavender Creek was created by Raymond Castleberry, and it's now owned by Claire Livingston, and it has an old family farm feel. It has a big old barn that they've now recently renovated into a wedding and special event space. It's mm-hmm. really pretty. The signature piece at Cavender Creek is a log cabin that was actually taken apart piece by piece by Raymond several years ago from Tennessee, and it dates back to 1820.
Wow.
And he took it apart and he brought it to the property and he put it back together again. Raymond was a woodworker and a shop teacher
mm-hmm.
by trade. And so he had those skills, and it's a rustic winery log cabin just in front of the tasting room. Absolutely gorgeous, and you can stay there. It's got two bedrooms.
In the cabin?
Oh, yeah. You can rent the cabins. It's a wonderful, wonderful place with a couple of beautiful porches, one on top, one in the bottom. It's two-story, and you're looking out over the vineyard. It's absolutely beautiful. So they also have local musicians playing during the weekends, during tastings, and they have a handcrafted approach to winemaking. They prefer to kind of experiment with small batches of different varietals and grape blends, and then they also, you know, of course, have estate wines as well.
Okay, very cool. And then our final vineyard is Accent Cellars.
Accent is newest, and they're actually describing themselves as a micro winery because they don't actually have grapes grown on the premises. They actually do have a little demonstration garden out front, mm-hmm. but they don't really have, it's not like a farm winery where you've got all the grapes right in the backyard. But they do have dining, they do have a vineyard, and they have a small art studio, and it's a great place to picnic on the grounds. It's a really wonderful place for families to come and experience a little bit of that environment, that ambiance. And they have some interesting, something called an Insider Winter Harvest, a sparkling apple wine that's made from fruit from Mercier in Blue Ridge. Did I pronounce that right?
No, it's Mercier.
Mercier's. Okay.
And I live near Mercier's in Blue Ridge.
Right.
Well, my parents do.
Well, then the other place I guess I should mention is The Cottage, which is in White County.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Kaya has a Dahlonega address, but it's technically in White County. But The Cottage is another one of those places that has beautiful views, 360-degree views, and they actually do church services on Sunday mornings.
Oh.
Can you imagine anything better than having a church service at a winery? So that's really what kind of sets that off.
Communion's easy.
Special. I would think so. That's for sure. Good point.
Now, what about, isn't there a distillery? You have one distillery.
We do. We have a distillery, and people will recognize the name. It's Z Brown, which is short for Zach Brown. Zach Brown also has a winery in California, but Zach is a local hero, hometown boy.
Yeah.
He's from Dahlonega, and got his start in music there. And he has a lot of peripheral friends who are attached to him. The reason we have such a strong music scene, I think, is in part because Zach was so strong in getting things started there. We've got people like Radford Windham and Kurt Thomas, who have played, and Amy Ray, you know, from Indigo Girls,
yeah,
who are all somewhat attached to Zach Brown. And Zach Brown decided to invest in a distillery that was called Stillhouse, and now it's called Z. Brown's Distillery. And again, it's in that same pocket where the wineries are. So nothing is too far from downtown. Our award-winning downtown, which in 2016 was actually the Great American Main Street Downtown of the Year, because we have 65 retail shops, we have wine tasting rooms downtown, we have 15 restaurants, all unique, all independently owned, most are locally owned. We don't have any franchise or chain restaurants downtown. It adds to the charm. We've got our square, we've got the Gold Museum in the center of the square. There are so many things to do in Dahlonega. It is just a remarkable, and Lumpkin County, it's just a remarkable destination for all sorts of reasons, because our history and heritage, because we've preserved all that, because of the wineries which are emerging, as we've talked about, especially with the Dahlonega Plateau, the fact that we've got all these festivals, which are remarkable, almost a festival a month, major festival a month,
wow,
with Trail Fest coming up, and Old Fashioned Christmas coming up just beyond that, and Six Gap, which is one of the largest bike rides on the East Coast, coming up in late September.
Well, it's been a treat to find out about all the vineyards and the wineries in the Dahlonega area, and how we can visit them all, and the different take each one of them has, and you walking us through those. David, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
It has been such a pleasure seeing you again, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Breaking Chews with David Danzig. You've been listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So this week, you bring something really special from the East Side.
I mean, way out on the east side.
I mean,
I get a lot of flack because I don't go outside the perimeter, but
you went way outside.
I got you know, my tail on I-20 and headed east to Covington.
Wow.
And for those of you who don't know where Covington is, it's past Conyers. It's out I-20 east towards Augusta. It's about 40 minutes from town. And I went because there is a place I've been hearing a lot of buzz about. It is called City Pharmacy. And so if you go out on I-20, you get to downtown Covington. Have you ever been out there?
No.
It is this incredible little Norman Rockwell, idyllic little town square.
But that's so up my alley.
It's got this 19th century clock tower, city hall overlooking this charming square. There's these quaint little shops and cafes. And, you know, it's not like nobody's noticed. Hollywood has noticed. They have filmed a ton of movies and TV shows there. Like,
cool.
Remember the Titans with Denzel Washington and Flight?
Yes.
Footloose was filmed there.
Oh,
the recent version of Footloose, and then The Vampire Diaries. So Covington's kind of happening. So City Pharmacy sits in a, originally, as you can imagine, it was a pharmacy. It was built in the 1920s, and the owners have completely renovated it, but they've left a lot of cool little original touches, some original stained glass, tiles original.
Aww.
It feels very hipster and retro, but it's also very much of the moment. And if you're going to do a restaurant right, you got to get a great chef. So they brought in Christian Perez. She's formerly of Ritz-Carlton Buckhead.
Wow.
She also worked with Pig and Pearl, Todd Richards, a few of his other concepts. and her cooking feels exactly of the moment. I had this incredible chili rub fried chicken, did these butter poached scallops with shrimp risotto. She does an incredible Kobe burger, a pork porterhouse. I mean, her creations are very sophisticated. It's a very top quality fare to be so far from, you know, the Wicked City. But if you've got some time, go out on a Sunday. They do a great Sunday brunch. Go to downtown Covington. I mean, it is so cool there. And so I think Covington and City Pharmacy, they're ready for their close-ups.
Excellent. Where can we find you during the week?
Follow me on all the social media platforms. My handle is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S, and my website is bitesandsites.net.
Okay, can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.